your hometown. Today, we take a trip northwest of the city to Barrington, a village known for its architecture, nature reserves, and parks. Join us and we'll show why Barrington should be your hometown.
The president of the village of Barrington is Karen Darsh. Good morning, Karen. And let's start by talking about what you've been doing during the pandemic. Those Metra concerts at the train station were pretty popular, weren't they?
They sure were. Good morning, Bob. We had a great time.
What else do you have going as far as pandemic-related things for people to do and stay safe?
So we did some interesting things with outdoor events and 4th of July, our usual, but outside last year, we actually had Santa going around on a fire truck during the holidays. We've done some, our Scarecrow Fest is an outdoor fest, just have that. But the Metra concerts were a new thing. We had rock groups, different groups come to our Metra parking lot and had people tailgate in their cars during the summer into the fall. And they were a huge success. People pulled in, party outside their car, distanced, but enjoying some great music. And it was a new thing. And it let us use our Metra lot, which wasn't having as many cars parked in it to go downtown since folks weren't in their offices. So it's really kind of a cool thing and a new thing, and we'll continue that even post-pandemic. It was so successful.
And now that folks are back in the cars, you're expanding that lot, aren't you, at the Metra station?
We have actually a drive, a new access drive that'll be opening shortly out onto Route 14. So it'll have a traffic light, and it'll give us a new way for people to get to and from the Metra lot, which will relieve some of the traffic on our main street, which is the other big road going by the Metra lot. So it's kind of new and will be really a good help to traffic circulation in the town.
I know a lot of the Northwest Suburban restaurants and a lot of your places there in Barrington did fairly well with the alfresco dining, but now that it's getting chilly again, what's the outlook? What are you hearing from the business folks?
You know, the restaurants are doing well. I think people are enjoying the experience. We've got a lot of great restaurants, you name it. We have it in terms of food. There's, you know, people are doing the last minute dining here as we have these nice fall days. But indoor, I think, you know, folks are excited. A lot of takeout that went very well during the pandemic. I think that'll continue too. But indoor is opening up, and some people have added some weatherproofing, if you will. So they've expanded their footprint a little bit. But it's people like to dine out in Barrington, and we've got some great places.
When I was in high school for a while, I dated a gal who lived in Barrington, and at the time, my friends would give me a lot of grief because they said, "You're driving all the way out to Barrington, out there in the sticks? There's nothing out there." Things have changed a little bit in the last few years, right?
You believe it. Yeah, I better believe it. We've have so many more restaurants and activities and events, new shops downtown. We've opened Barrington Town Center is right on our main corner of 59 and Main Street, Lake Cook Road. And Shaku is in there, Neoteca restaurants, Egg Harbor, and it's right in the center of downtown. Francesca's has a great presence. Chow Baby, another good Italian one. Moretti's opened a huge place right near our train station, near the Metra station. And we have a great restaurant called Region out at the Foundry, which is on Northwest Highway as you head into Fox River Grove. And that's done a great job. Lots of different eclectic foods there. And Ambrosia Patisserie, come out for a croissant to Barrington on any great morning. So
it's not just farmland anymore out there in Barrington. Karen Darsh is the president of the village of Barrington. It's your hometown, featuring Barrington all day today on WGN. Thanks, Karen. Good talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
You too.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/your hometown.